Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face and hit them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy. The Wimpy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry, want the truth exposed, and strap in the prepared to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. Yes, we don't lie. We keep it on. I keep it honest with you. I find the bullshit in society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today will not be any different. Today I'm gonna be talking about the bullshit CNN article, which I have not read yet. In fact, hold on, let's share the screenies. White supremacy with a tan. They're talking about me. They're talking about people like me, people of color that do not want to go with the fucking victim narrative. People like me that do not want to be like, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Like, sorry, no. You don't get to scream about, they're killing us, when you're killing other innocent people. And on this show, I have already exposed Black Lives Matter. I have spoken about many groups, many chapters. Well, the two chapters of Black Lives Matter. Everyone knows that, about that lesbian bitch that fucking bought multiple houses with her lover instead of actually helping the community for which she collected money for, off the backs of people that died, which honestly, whether guilty or innocent, at the time of their demise, that's hella disrespectful. Hella disrespectful. But CNN, because apparently there are not enough white supremacists around, go figure. I mean, I've never seen a fucking a KKK person. I mean, I've exposed real fucking white supremacists on this show many times. Oh, let me stop. Let me show you the video before. Let me look for the video. So that way, you know, you guys can see, take a look. And I mean, this is the white supremacy. This is what white supremacy fucking looks like. Let's see.
Copyright infringement.
This was. All right. Let's share screens one more time. Yo, if you guys want to chat it up in the chat room, you know, I got, if you're listening, watching on the, on my website, crotchshotradio.xyz, that's crotchshotradio.xyz. Let me put the fucking link in the thing. There we go. Website crotchshotradio.xyz. Here, this douche nozzle. This is the type of white supremacy that's around. People like this. Losers like this. This is what you have to worry about, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, please get the likes up, because apparently I pissed off real Adam Waffen guys, or like I don't know, real whatever white supremacist guys that are like fake white supremacists that they freaking low rated my shit. But oh well, thanks for helping the algorithm still, douchebags. But here you go.
Well, you got to be this tall to ride this ride? What was that?
That's a Roman salute.
Yes. Are you Roman?
Can you do it? No. Do it. That.
This?
No. You got to hold your arm straight out like this.
Oh, like a queer. That looks really queer right now. Queer. Yeah, like a queer.
By the way, this douchebag is saluting me, which means I'm his leader. That's like when the Nazis did that to each other, they weren't doing that as a sign of hate. They were doing it as a sign of respect for other douchebags. So I like, honestly, this motherfucker is showing me high respect in his culture of douchebaggery. So back to the video.
No, not a queer.
No, I'm not.
Rick, I'm getting tired of these fake-ass white supremacists thinking they're tough with this shit. Honestly, everyone knows there's no such thing as white supremacy anymore. Like, Rick, I'm like, honestly, oh, no, really? Rick, this guy thinks he's a white supremacist. Like, you know he can't hang with the real neo-Nazis. He'll get his ass kicked because he looks too faggy. Like, I've seen real white supremacists. This motherfucker ain't no white supremacist. Jesus Christ. Stop it. They're going to sue you for copyright infringement.
You can tell by looking at him?
Dude, they don't fucking hide. They don't fucking cover their face.
Yeah, they do.
You're not about
this
that life.
Adam Waffen mask, man. Adam Waffen started this shit, man. This is okay. The...
All right, well,
sit right here. Every Nazi you've seen is, you know, rock this mask.
I like fried chicken and waffens.
Fried chicken and waffens, delicious.
Oh yeah,
it's delicious. I'm laughing at my own joke like an idiot.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So cutting edge. Ooh, so cutting edge. He said the N-word. Fucking silly.
Isn't it funny?
It is, you know what's even more hilarious? That your women want colored dick.
I know, right? They're race traitors, and we hang them with people like you.
You won't you hang might
break
nothing.
The rope, though. You're kind
of
fat.
Yeah, well, and I'll fall on top of your mother.
Little, all right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yep. All right.
Chicken
yep.
For this one.
Yeah, well, Well, after I fucked your mom and broke her back like a chicken wing.
You weren't on
honestly,
top, were you?
This, first of all, yeah, I was on top. It was fantastic. That's how she likes to be dominated. She wanted to feel dominated by a real man for once.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You're about four real men.
Thank you.
Yes.
He said I'm four real. I'm equal to four real men. That's like high praise coming from a white supremacist.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He doesn't realize he's been complimenting me.
It's so sad.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It is because your birth rates are falling and there's really no saving you. You're going to be extinct in a few years. So it's like, I mean, when you really think about it, I'm the master race.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's gone. So, yeah. So, anyways, back to this shit. I haven't read it. I'm going to read it with you guys, and I'm going to give my commentary when I'm going to stop. Give my commentary. I'm going to give my commentary on this and see what's up. But anyways, let me give a big shout out. Whoever's listening, whoever's watching Twitter. What's up? How you doing? Please give me a comment. You could comment on this. I like comments. In fact, I'm going to put in the call in number. Let's put in the call in number. Where is the call? Here it is. Calling on number is 347-927-6824. That's 347-927-6824. Anywho, back to this bullshit. Seeing this bullshit, seeing an article, white supremacy with a tan. Analyst by John Blake. Analyst. Updated. Okay. Cutting taxes for the rich helps the poor. There is no such thing as a Republican or Democrat judge. Climate change is a hoax. Some political myths refuse to die despite all evidence the contrary. Here's another. When white people are no longer the majority, racism will fade and the U.S. will never be a white country again. Now replace white with black, brown, Jew. Black, brown, Jew, Asian. Replace white with that. How does that sound? That fucking sounds kind of Nazi, don't it? Germany will not be a Jewish nation ever again. You know, that's how Nazis sound in my head. How racist does that sound? First of all, I'm curious to see who they victimize. If brown people are white supremacists, who are they hating against? All right. Anyways, this myth was reinforced recently when the U.S. Census 2020 report revealed the people who are identified as white declined for the first time since the census began in 1790. The majority of Americans under 18 are now people of color, and people who identify as multiracial increased by 276% over last decade. Okay, first of all, you got motherfuckers They're like, they've been shamed for so fucking long that, oh, being white is racist. Being white is racist. It's so wrong to be white. Like, you know, of course they're not going to identify as white. They're like, no, I'm not white. I'm Irish. No, I'm not white. I'm clear. No, I'm not white. I'm translucent. No, I'm not right. I'm mixed with this, this, that, and the other thing. I got my 23andMe shrunk to like a passport so that way you could see. So see, I'm not racist. Don't kick my ass. That's exactly what you've done. And plus, we live in a world where everybody wants to identify as whatever. Like, I identify as a squirrel. Feed me nuts. Like, what the fuck? I mean, you got shit like that. Honestly, you know what? I mean, look, I'm not trying to be an apologist because as you saw, I go after white supremacists. I go after motherfuckers that want to be fucking racist. Just to think because, oh, I'm so cool. I'm racist. Yuck. Yuck. I criticize Black Lives Matter. I criticize black people sometimes on this show. I've had shows with cop watchers who are black on this show who I criticize the black community. Do I consider myself black? Yes, I do. I have black blood in me. I have African blood in me. I'm proud of that African blood. And honestly, it fucking offends me with the cousins acting like fucking animals. Acting like motherfuckers raised by single mothers. Like, I'm like, fucking 50 years ago, we were fucking, like, we could have fucking been gods coming, like, innovating and all that shit. But, oh, we're the white man. Don't want to let me do that. Like, okay, now we're in a whole different world. Fucking step your game up. We live in a nation now that has improved to the point. Am I saying that it's perfect? Hell no, it's not. Am I saying there's absolutely no racism? Racism doesn't exist? No, I'm not saying that either. But I'm saying that you have to start taking responsibility and stop fucking blaming the white man. Yeah, okay, fine. If there's racism, I've dealt with racism. I've talked about them many times in my past, in my jobs. Hell, currently at my job, I'm dealing with racism. Am I going to complain about it? No, I'm going to suck it up and power through. Back to this article here, because I went on the official tangent of this. Because honestly, you know what? I mean, racism is retarded. But criticizing another race for certain behaviors is not racism. I mean, I've dealt with fucking, like, again, when I got jumped, when I would get jumped by the black kids. When I get into arguments with a black person and like the whole crew fucking wants to jump in. It's like, what kind of fucking bitch ass behavior is that? And it's like, I mean, the last argument I was in, I had to explain quickly what fucking nihilism is. I had to fucking explain what ad hominem meant. I'm like fucking, I was like at the end, I was like, fucking read the book. Oh, you corny. Oh yeah, I am corny because I know shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what I freaking realized, it was like, oh, you were raised by single mothers with no father around. Or if you did have a father, he was raised by a single mother and he doesn't know how to fucking properly raise a man. Oh, okay. I see. You're second generation bitch, bitch ass. I almost said it. But the thing is, the one like, oh, CNN is like, oh, the white supremacists are going to change color. No. What's going to happen is certain groups are not going to be able to hide behind racism anymore. You're going to have people like me be like, no, fuck you. You can't just fucking do that shit thinking you're the shit and you can fucking attack people. You can fucking do shit to people. No, fuck you. You acting like that makes us look bad. You acting like that makes you look like a complete asshole. No, I'm not going to fucking back down. That's what's going to happen. It's going, if this whatever, you know, the whites become the minority. Sorry. That's exactly what's going to happen. Honesty. Real honesty that, like, it's going to be inconvenient as honesty. Because it's going to be like, you can't, no. No, you're not going to be able to talk shit. Sorry. Asian people are going to be like, you think Asian people are going to put up with your shit? No. Like, I saw a video of an Asian guy fucking beating the crap out of a black. Hold on. Let me see if I can find that video. Because I think. Let me see. Like, it happened in New York City. Like an Asian guy, like, pulled a black guy off a thing. I mean, damn. Like, honestly, I didn't even really prepare for the show. Yes, video shows, teens attack. Okay, white man attacks black teen on bike. Yeah, stop. You know what? Can't find it. Oh well. I remember seeing it somewhere. If you guys find it, hit me. Oh wait, let me open up the fucking listener line. Shit.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh baby, Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have the fucking number. I didn't even fucking put the fucking... There you go. Hello. All right. All right, back to the article here. Back to the fucking article. The census figures seemingly have validated a common assumption. The U.S. is barreling toward becoming a rainbow nation around 2045, when white people are projected to become the minority. Yeah. And honestly, you know what kind of racism, like, this is the type of thinking that I can't get behind. Oh, they're going to be the minority. Now we're going to be able to fuck them up. Okay, yeah, all right. That's like, look, I understand you don't want to be the bigger person. But just because someone is white doesn't mean they're racist. Frequent guest host that I have on the show, Gabriel Brown. He's white. He works his ass like a literal illegal alien. He works his ass off like a fucking illegal immigrant. I'm saying he works his ass off like a Jamaican spliced with a Mexican. That's how hard that man works. He is not rich. He's facing fucking charges for things he did not do. Where the fuck is his white privilege? Yet when white people become the minority, you're going to have more racism, but then it's going to be ignored because it's going to be happening to white people. And do you think that's going to make the nation a better place? No. That's the one thing I can't fucking stand about race-based fucking movements. You can't fix the problem by focusing on one group of people. When it comes to a free nation, everything has to be done in generalities. It has to be blanket. It has to apply to everyone at the same fucking time. You cannot have selective enforcement. White privilege is wrong. White fragility is real. I've seen white fragility. White people quit being bitches too. Still, black people quit being bitches. Latinos quit being bitches. Please stop with the bitch ass tendencies. That's what the fucking problem is. We're not having a race problem. We're having a fucking bitch ass problem. That's exactly what we're fucking having right now. There. That year has been depicted as the countdown to the white apocalypse. The white apocalypse. Again, let's change that. How's about we call it the black apocalypse? And the dreadful news for white supremacists, first of all, who the fuck does this help? Who the fuck does this help? All you're doing is creating more racism, CNN. CNN, you're encouraging racism just to fucking be woke. Just to fucking be like, oh, we're woke. Yeah, we're white people. We're prepared to die. We're going to go extinct. Woo, woo, woo. Like, huh? I'm attracted to redheads. I mean, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I would respect Black Lives Matter if instead of abolish the police. I'm sorry. We don't live in a fucking utopia. We have bad people out here. Yes, they're not always black, and the police are not just black people to keep black people in line. No. Oh man, excuse me. They are to protect and serve. They should be protecting and serving. What we should be doing is rooting out the bad cops, rooting out the real white supremacists that are in the police force. Are there some? Yes, I do believe that there's some white supremacists. I think we should come up with a way to do that that does not interfere with police officers enforcing the law. I believe there should be more laws put on the books to keep the police in line, but not hamper the police or keep the police in a state of, yo, I can't do shit because I'm going to get arrested or fired. I might as well just let this murderer go with a warning. Like, that's what you're going to happen. You're going to legalize crime. Everyone was so afraid with Trump bring. Oh, we're going to get the purge. We're going to get the purge and the Trump, the purge. No. Thinking like this, like CNN making, oh, white people are going to go extinct. Woo woo. Let's abolish the police. Woo woo. You are going to unleash the jackals upon the innocent citizenry of this country.
Oh, man.
The white jackals, the brown jackals, the black jackal, the black. Yo, what's up? I'm Black Jackal. The black jackals, the gay jackals. Like, I'm talking about criminals of all shapes, sizes, and sexualities. That's the type of fucking world you want to live in. Is that really what you want to do? You want to live in the world like that? A countdown to white apocalypse. Let me read this. I'm gonna replace white with black and let's see how this sounds. That year has been depicted as a countdown to black apocalypse. And the dreadful news for black supremacists. Two commenters even predicted the U.S. black minority will soon disappear forever. It's now taken as a given that whitening of America will lead to the erosion of black supremacy. How's that sound? Sounds fantastic. Black supremacy. Yum. That's exactly what you're going to get. So sorry. So sorry for you. So whoever's watching on Periscope, thank you. Grazie, my dear, for watching on Periscope. Feel free and chat it up if you want to call. The call in number 347-927-6824. Oh, man. Oh, sorry, excuse me, tired. I am so sick of fucking racism. I'm sick of CNN using racism. I'm sick of everyone using fucking racism to advance their shitty agendas. I am tired of people going on apps like Stereo, Spoon, YouTube, Facebook, and all that. I'm a victim because I am brown. Get over it. Get over it, Buttercup. I'm sorry, dude. Shit happens. You got dickheads all around. And there are a lot of dickheads that wear a uniform. Are you going to cry every time you don't get your way, every time someone does something bad to you, or you're going to stiffen your back up? Like, honestly, I want to play this song. Here it is. It's Martin Luther Jr. speech, Memphis speech. That was auto-tuned, and there was music put behind it. So check it out.
Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. Let us move on in these powerful days. These days of challenge to make America what it ought to be. We got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to mountaintop and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I'm
may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing anything. I shall see the glory. Students all over the South started sitting in at mud towers. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream. Taking the whole nation back to those great realms of democracy, which were dominated by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything, I'm not fearing anything. And I shall see the glory of the coming of the Lord. 1962, the Negroes in Albany, Georgia, decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere because a man had your back and listen to them. 1963, black people in Birmingham, Alabama, roused the conscience of this nation, brought into being the civil rights bill. Later that year in August, I would try to tell America about a dream that I had. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything, I'm feeling anything, feeling anything. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. Fuck racism. Fuck racism and stop calling honesty racist. Quit being pussies. That's all I can say. Quit being a fucking pussy and really really see if someone criticizing it is that sometimes people gotta make blanket statements. It's like, well, there's this and this and this, this. It's easier to understand instead of having to say, well, everyone is a douche now, except Jimmy, Johnny went from the lane. You're not going to, it's not fucking practical. I'm sorry. It's not. You can't. CNN is like, oh, the white supremacists are going to just turn color. Who you gonna fucking hate? There's not gonna be any racism. Like, honestly, that sounded like such a fucking Nazi fucking article. The article was like, it sounded Nazi. Just replace black, brown, whatever with white. Oh, well, replace white with black or brown. I wouldn't put it out because you'll get fucking canceled. With the quickness, the quickleness. Have you ever done anything with the quickleness? The quickleness is very fast. So it's fucking amazing. So, anyways, I want to give a big shout out to everyone that's listening on YouTube. Listening, watching on YouTube, watching on Facebook, watching on DTube, watching on Twitch, watching on Periscope. Thank you. And watching on my site. Check it out. Check it out if you want to look at the articles that I post.
It is crotchshotradio.xyz. It's crotchshotradio.xyz. So, yeah. New site. Hey, you guys. So, oh, man. I am, yeah, so it's like criticize. I mean, what's wrong? What's wrong? Hit dogs will holler. And I mean, certain behaviors, which I, for the lack of a better term, will call it ghetto. I am tired of my own people, speaking of for Latinos, fucking acting fucking ghetto. I am so fucking tired of them imitating certain behaviors. It makes you look fucking ridiculous. In fact, when black people act ghetto, it's fucking ridiculous. I'm not saying all black people. When certain black people act racist, it just seems so fucking fake to me. CNN, oh, the white supremacy with a 10. Eh, fucking writes a fucking Nazi fucking article. It's fucking, you want to talk about white supremacy? Shit. She probably, like, honestly, you can change the fucking white with brown or black, and you can slap Daily Stormer on that shit. It'd be like, oh, shit. You can put that on any fucking racist website you want. You'll get canceled. And honestly, the fucking internet supremacists, they'd be like, yes, yes, we must get those N-words. Like, While they jerking off to like fucking interracial fucking cuck porn. They just love that shit. Anyways, please leave a comment, leave a like, if you feel like it, leave a thumbs down. It helps with the algorithm anyways. Please comment, comment, share, however you're listening to the show. This show will soon be on after the show is done, I'm going to put this in audio format for those who are cannot see. So that way they can at least listen to the show. But yeah, please feel free to subscribe to my YouTube. That's youtube.com/crotchshotradioshow. I post everything. So, love you all. Thank you for listening. Well, thank you for watching. I'm used to doing a live radio show. So, as always, from my house to your house, where the fuck is the mahalo?
That's the end of my show. Donk.